everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking about a dream and a vision that God has placed within our hearts, and how that God has given us the tools, the promises, the help, the direction to make this dream a reality and to make this dream a fulfillment for the glory of God. And we've been talking last time we were together on to whom will you listen? As you remember, Moses sent 12 men, one from each of the tribes of Israel, which had 12 tribes, to spy out the promised land, which was Israel. After exploring for 40 days, the men returned. And, of course, if you remember, the spies told Moses, "We came to the land which you sent us, and it definitely flows with milk and honey, and the fruit was out of this world. They had grapes that were so big, it took two people to carry all those grapes on a pole between them. They've had figs, they had pomegranate, everything. The soil was so rich and fertile. And two of the people that Moses sent up said, "Man, let's go now. We can claim this land. It is ours. Let's go take it." But the 10 of the spies reported, "Oh, no, we can't. The people who dwell there are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, there we saw the sons of Anak, a great statue of and courage for the other people." And the news and the concern spread among the Israelites, and they began to express doubt and discouragement. Why? Because they were listening to the wrong advice, listening to the wrong people. They already told them from the very beginning, "This is your land. God had given it to them. It is theirs for them to claim. All they had to do was act on the promises and on the word of God and go claim it." But no, they didn't do that. They listened to the naysayers and they got discouraged. And now today we're going to talk to you about agreeing with God. Israel was defeated because they rejected the voice of God and followed their own carnal thinking. Instead of going forward to take possession of the land as God has commanded, they listened to negative reports, which created doubt and resulted in disobedience. They chose their will above God's will. They rejected Him as the supreme authority of their lives. They actually wanted to return to slavery in Egypt rather than obey God and advance at His command. Moses and Aaron recognized the ramifications of the rebellion and fell on their faces in fear before God. Joshua and Caleb, in their great anguish, tore their clothes and pleaded with them not to rebel. But the children of Israel refused to listen. Once they made the choice to go their own way, nothing anyone could say or do could alter their decision. The people were actually ready to stone Caleb and Joshua. They wanted to ease their consciences by silencing those who represented God's will and spoke His word. As they were getting ready to do this, the glory of God appeared before the people at the tent of meeting. God was ready to destroy the entire congregation. Moses interceded for them, and God graciously forgave their rebellion. But He did not let them go unpunished. He told Moses that all those who were 20 years of age and older would not enter the promised land, but would die in the wilderness. Why? Because they listened to the negative report instead of going by what God told them to do. Now they rebelled and did the opposite, and now there's consequences. God told Moses to turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the route of the Red Sea. The next morning, the people came to Moses saying, "We have sinned. We will go up to the place the Lord promised." Once again, they were rejecting the word of God by choosing their own way. When God told them to go forward, they refused. Now that he commanded them to turn back, well, they decided, well, they wanted to go forward. Moses says, why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. And it did it. And you can read those stories in Numbers 14 and 25 and 40 and 41 and 43. If you are to fulfill your divine destiny, you must learn to agree with what God says and act upon it. In Jeremiah chapter 1, God reveals Jeremiah's divine destiny. God declared, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Jeremiah's response was, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am just a child. God's answer was, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command you, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, be not afraid of the people, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And you can read that in Jeremiah 1, 5 through 7. When God declares something, agree with it and act in faith upon it. Do not substitute your own thoughts, fears, or plans. If you disobey God's commands, you will not succeed. You will fail. That's a guarantee. If you obey His word, you will succeed in all you do. Believe what God says, not what the voice of man dictates. Watch what your own mouth says. Make sure your words agree with God. Because if God put that dream and the vision in your heart, it doesn't matter what man says. It does not matter what man thinks. It does not matter what man acts upon it. God gave you that dream. God gave you that vision. And God will make a way for you to succeed and to make that dream and that vision a reality. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the words of God and let it dictate in your heart on how you should act and what you should say. Watch how you say. Don't say nothing negative. Speak with truth. Speak with authority through the help and the power of the Holy Spirit with the promises of God. And He will help you. He will help you succeed and make that dream a reality no matter what man says, no matter what man does, because God is there to help you. He is stronger. He is more mightier than any man or any circumstances that people can throw in your path. He will see you through and He will make that dream and that vision a reality. All we have to do is to rely on His promises, rely upon God, and He will see it through. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege to come before Your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for today. I thank You for this word, and I pray that You will bless each one that listened to this. That, Father, that You would encourage our hearts and to know that Your word is true, that Your word is faithful, and that Your promises are true, and that Your promises are faithful. And, Father, You gave us this dream. You gave us this vision. And I pray that we will rely upon Your promises and on Your word and let You lead us to make this dream and this vision a reality. Father, be with each and every one of us that listen to this and touch their hearts. And then encourage them and help them to know that they can rely upon You and that Your word is faithful. And Father, I thank You for those promises. I thank You for that faithfulness. And I pray that You will be with each and every one of us, I pray. And Father, I will never, ever fail to give You the glory and the honor. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us today and today's teaching, Agreeing with God. Join us next week as Paul teaches Entering into Rest. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this by going to www.myltvc.org. Again, that's myltvc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can email Paul. His email is paul@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.